So these are all great words to use to add when you're talking about percentages. Now let's talk about a little bit more about percentages. Okay, so now let's look at some general ways to talk about percent. We've already talked about specific, using words like 50%, half, a third. What about if you don't really want to speak so specifically? Well, I have here some different expressions you can use. So before we get to those, I have a new pie chart. Now, again, you will not see something this simple on the IELTS. This is very simple to help you learn. So imagine if this red little slice, if this represents coffee. And imagine if this green represents tea. And this is how much, how much I drink in a day. So I drink very little coffee and I drink lots and lots of tea. Okay. And you have to describe this. So instead of saying the specifics, okay, you know, what we can tell from this is that this is a small amount. Coffee is a small amount and tea is a very large amount. So if we wanted to talk about this, we could use the words a small fraction. So this is a small fraction. A small fraction of the total is coffee. Okay. We could also say a small percentage. We're not saying specifically what it is. A small percentage is coffee. A small number is coffee. The lowest percentage is coffee. A very small percentage is coffee, and a very small proportion is coffee. These essentially all mean the same thing. There are different ways to say a small amount, okay, or a small percent. So we can also change up the sentence structure a little bit, okay? So for example, if I start with coffee, I can say, according to the pie chart, coffee makes up a small fraction of the total. Coffee makes up a small percentage of the total. Coffee makes up a small number of the total. Coffee makes up the lowest percentage of the total. Coffee makes up a very small percentage of the total. And finally, coffee makes up a very small proportion of the total. I can also add the percent if I want to here.